Okay, Daf Lamed Aleph Omid Beis. Let's start from the Mishnah. Eichel Chumas Chametz BePesach B'Shegig B'Sham Kerem B'Chamish. New sugya. Sugya is on for the entire Daf. Brand new sugya. Person eats on Pesach Chumas Chametz. So let's review the case. The case we have Chuma. Chuma was separated before Pesach. He gave the Koyein Chuma. He gave him dough. He gave him bread, and it's real Chuma, but it's Chametz. The Koyein is negligent, and the Koyein does not destroy the truma as he should.
Not what?
Did not destroy it. It's chametz. It's trumas chametz. It's truma and it's chametz. And it was not mevar. So the coin has in his possession truma that is chametz. So he got a big problem. And now it's Pesach. And now a Yisrael comes along and he eats it.
Wow.
So he's over bali yimotze, right? He's over on the aveira, and if he does the bemezid, he's chayev akoris. And if he does the b'shoigeg, he's chayev akarbon. He's but he's eating chomet for eating chomets. No, the bali is a lot, but he's chayev.
He ate two things. He ate chomets and he ate
chuma. Yeah, right. He ate chomets and he ate chuma. So he do two other. See, now normally when a person eats chuma the entire year round, what is he chayev? He's chayev alois. He's chayev mi sabidei shemayim, and he's chayev to pay the koyin, the one who owns the truma. He's chayev to pay him its value plus an additional fifth. Now, the only time you have to pay an additional fifth is if you eat the truma by accident. But if you eat truma of a koyin b'mezid, and a person is an avarian lahachas, he eats the truma of a koyin, he does not pay the additional fifth. And he's not again. The only time he's chayiv misa b'dei shemayim, of course, only when he eats it b'nezis. Let's review the entire year, not Pesach. If a kohen has truma and a Yisrael eats truma, if he eats the truma by accident, he has to pay the kohen its value plus an additional fifth. If he eats it b'nezis, he does not have to pay a chaymish. He just has to pay its value, and he's chayiv misa b'dei shemayim for the aveir of eating truma. Okay. So here, to make matters much more complicated, it's Pesach. It's Pesach, and on Pesach he eats the chametz, and the chametz also happens to be truma. And now there are two different situations. The one case where he does it b'shoyeg, the case where he does it b'nezid. What's the halacha? Oichel truma chametz Pesach b'shoyeg. The halacha is mishalem keren v'chomesh. You have to pay its value. You have to go to the coin. I've eaten your chametz. I have to pay you its value. If the chametz is worth $10, I have to go pay. Let's say it's worth $4. Okay, because we want to make it nice and even, nice even number. $4. I got to pay $4 for the principal plus an additional fifth. Additional fifth is really a fourth. It's a fourth from the inside, which is a fifth from the outside. After you pay, if I ate $4 worth of chametz, I pay a fourth. How much is a fourth? $1.
Right.
And when I add that $1 to four, what do I get? What's the sum? Five. So how much is the amount that I've paid relative to the sum after I've given you the extra $1? A fifth. It's called a fourth from the inside, a fifth from the outside.
Always consider that?
Yes, always do that. So that's generally always the way a fifth works. A fourth from the inside, after you give that additional dollar, then it's now a total of five. So the amount that you paid him is now called one-fifth in that. But that's not our sugya. So we have over here, it's a person on Pesach, he eats truma, and it belongs to the koyin b'shoyeg. He has to pay the koyin the value plus an additional fifth. That's halacha b'mezid.
Yeah, but you were talking about money.
Money, right.
This lechara is talking about kernels, about weight.
Let's say it's four challah rolls. Let's make believe it's four challah rolls of truma. I ate four challah rolls of truma. I have to pay back the koyin five after Pesach. Let's assume after Pesach, I got to pay him back five challah rolls for what I have done. That's if I did it b'shoigeg. Now you're going to ask me the avi right away. You're thinking, what are you talking about? It's not worth a penny. Since it's Pesach, it's also b'hana. Also b'hana, it's not worth any value. Not worth any value. Why should I have to pay the coin back anything? I have not taken away from the coin one mashu, because chametz Pesach is not worth one penny. That the Gemara is going to discuss in one moment. Now b'mezid, let's say I willingly eat the chametz of the truma of the chametz of the koyin b'mezid potter mitashlumin, I don't have to pay the kohen one penny, and I don't even have to pay the kohen midmei etzim, how much it would have been worth to save him fuel. Right, if I ate four loaves of four challah rolls, it's worth at least a piece of wood, because it could have provided fuel for the Kohen's fire. No, it's worth zero. I don't have to pay its value as food, and I don't have to pay its value even if you would look at it as if it was firewood. Now, the Gemara right away says, now, before we get to explain the deep meaning of this sugya, the Gemara is going to give a half an omelet of background until we analyze the Mishnah more in detail. What's the background? We learned over there is a Masechta Trumos. Regular, it's not Pesach. It's the whole year round. It's Shavuos. It's Sukkos. It's the hot summer in the middle of the end of July. And you go to a kohen's house and you sit down and you eat his truma. Ha'ichal truma shpeshoyeg yid by accident. Mishalim keren, the principle of the chumash. If you sit down in your friend's house who's a kohen and you eat four loaves, four challah rolls, you pay him back five challah rolls. Echad ha'ichal, whether you eat, v'echad ha'shoysa, let's say he has a can of wine, he has a bottles of grape juice. Let's say he has oil that is true and you smear it on your body, it doesn't make a difference. Even if the truma is tmeya, let's say the truma that you go and you consume is tmeya, was meant to be burnt, was meant to be used as fuel for the fire, you got to pay him its value plus an additional fifth. Echad truma tmeya v'echad truma tahira, mishalem chaymesh, an additional fifth v'chumsha. And then it says and the chumsha, the chumsha. And this means special halacha. It's not really our sugya, but the point is, when you give, it's shmenas chiddush. When you give the kohen, when you pay him back, I've eaten from you four loaves, four challah bulkas. Okay, so here are four more. Here's four, and here's another fifth one as a chumish. What status do those five rolls have? They have the same status as truma. Don't think, look, I ate from you four loaves, challah rolls of truma. Okay, they're gone. Okay, it's a truma is sacred. What could I do? The truma is sacred. Now when I give you the four loaves, the five loaves of bread, the five challah rolls, it's chulin. No. When you replace the damage by giving the kohen five rolls, those five rolls now have a new status of truma.
They
become truma. Even the fifth roll becomes truma. L'may nafkamina, if now Yehuda from across the street will come along and eat those five challah rolls, he'll have to pay a fifth on what he has eaten. So your replacement gets the full status of truma. The chumsh or the chumsh. Okay, so that's the general law. Now comes the Gemara. Here's the following shaila. Kishu mishalim lufi midim mishalim lufi dam misham. Here's the Gemara shaila. I ate four rolls of bread. But we'll just keep with rolls. Okay, four challah rolls. Do I have to pay you its value? We'll go to the store. Each roll is worth, let's say, $1. Make believe. Very expensive rolls, exotic rolls, sweet rolls. Okay, very expensive stuff. One of us should have a nice round number. Do I pay its dollar value? Or do I pay its value, its content? So I'll just go to another, buy you four rolls. I buy luhu. Kishu misham lufi midim misham. I pay its volume. If it was a pound, I pay you a pound of whatever it was. Oy lufi damim mishalim. I must pay you its value. Now, l'may nafkamina, if there's a fluctuation in the market, all of a sudden the price of bread goes up or the price of bread goes down. So the Gemara's kolech, the Gemara right away so explains. Kolech, the mikor shavya arba. Let's say at the time when I ate the bread, there was scarcity. There was a shortage. Okay, there was a very great shortage of wheat. Okay, gasoline. Last year this time there was a shortage of gasoline. There was a shortage of Hurricane Sin. Now it was Hurricane Sin was in full. But there was a shortage of wheat. Okay, there was a strike. No one was so bread was very expensive. So when I ate the four rolls, they were worth four zuz. Now, it's a month later, I'm coming to pay you back. I can buy from you and now to go buy four rolls only cost one zuz. So I'm getting a bargain. I ate from you four rolls. That was worth at the time four zus. Now I'm coming a month later to pay you back. I can give you five rolls for one zus. The Gemara says that's not an issue. There's no question. The vadaik, the mekar mishalem, you have an obligation to pay four zus. If when you stole from me it was worth four zus, and now even though the price went down, it does not matter. You must replace its value. So you'll have to give him at least something at least worth five zus. Why? The loigara migazlam. It's no worse than a thief. If you steal a property from someone, you become obligated to pay its monetary value at the time of theft. If you steal an object, if you give back the actual object, it doesn't matter. If I go and I steal a computer, and the computer goes down in value, and I give you back the computer, so even though it went down in value, too bad for you. But if you steal an object and you destroy it, or you consume it, then you have an obligation to pay its value. And the value was determined at the moment of theft. So therefore, the Gemara is telling us, when it comes to Chuma, Chuma is no worse than Gezel. If at the moment when I stole it from you, I consumed the loaves of bread, it was worth four zuz, I have an obligation to pay back four zuz, plus a chemesh, five zuz, and even though the price of bread has gone down in value. So what then is that Maishal? Maishal is, the Mekar Shav Yezuza, when I stole it, when I ate it, it was worth one zuz. All four loaves of bread were worth one zuz. And now the price has skyrocketed. And now, it's a month later, there's a shortage. And now, for me to pay you back four loaves of bread, it's going to cost me four zuz, then four times. So here is a shayla. Mai, do we say lefi midah mishalim? Too bad for you. It's too bad. Even though now it's going to cost you four times as much, you must replace that volume of food. You stole food, a certain volume, a certain weight, a certain volume, you must replace that volume, lo chumra, even though now it's going to come out costing you four times as much. The amalei, why? The amalei says to him, giriva ochel, giriva means a measure. Giriva is an unusual vocabulary word for the daf.
For what?
It's an unusual vocabulary word for the daf. Giriva means a measure.
Mm-hmm.
A measure. What does it say in the article, griva? How do they translate the word griva in the article? Oh, wait, okay, wait. A griva means a measure. Saw. Whatever it is. Dumle griva ochal griva mishalim. You consumed a measure, you must pay back the same measure. You ate a particular measure. Griva mishalim. And therefore, l'chum, you got to pay back, even though it's going to cost you four times as much. Oidim, what do we say? L'fidam mishalim. No, we can be lenient. We can be lenient. You only have to pay back its monetary value. Bezuza ochal. When I ate those four loaves of bread, it only cost a zuz, all four together. Each one was 25 cents. So now the price went up. I'm going to pay you only one loaf of bread, which is worth now four zuz. Bezuza ochal. Bezuza mishalim. So we have here a machleik. We have here a dilemma. The dilemma is that when the price goes up, when the price goes down, everyone agrees you have to be machmir and pay back its value.
Its original value,
even though you're going to certainly be paying a lot more in value. The question is, when the price goes up, do you also have to be machmir and pay back its volume, which is going to be now four times as much, or do we say that in this case it's sufficient to pay back its value, which will be the volume will be less? Okay, that's our dilemma. So the Rebbe wants to bring the following bias. Om Rav Yosef, Toshma. Here's the answer. Ochal Gregors. Now, what's the Gregors? Press figs. Okay, Gregors, they take figs, they put
dried
them
figs, yeah.
Dry, they put them into a mold. Vishilu my tomorrow. And you pay back
tomorrow.
Fresh. Fresh figs. Gregors are dates. Gregors are dry dates. I'm sorry. Dates. Gregors are dry dates, right?
No, Gregors are dried figs.
And tomorrow
are dates.
Yeah. Dates, okay. Dried figs we pay back tomorrow. So it says here, Tavoy Allah Bracha. May Hashem bless you. You ate from the koyin, you ate from figs, dried figs, which are not very valuable, which are not very desirable, and you paid back tamarim, dates, which are desirable. Tovei lebracha, may you be blessed. Now let's the more analyzes this statement. You go tell me the measure volume, that's what counts, volume. Umtu lahachi tovei lebracha. Because the Gemara here assumes that, look, what costs more in the store? A pound of dried figs cost $1, and a pound of dates cost $10. So I ate from you one pound of dried figs by mistake. Wow! So I got to go back. So I'm going to pay back a pound. I'm going to pay back a pound of dates. How much is that worth? $10. Wow, so I've given you a bonus of $9. So we can understand why it says here, you shall be blessed. May Hashem bless you. Tavala bracha. Diachal griva de gregrois. You ate a measure of dried figs with the shav yezuzah. Because yavle griva de tamarim. The shav yezuzah. You know, it's worth four. From $1 to $4, you went up for 400%. The shav yarba. We understand why you're getting a bracha. Because you're doing something that's beyond the call of duty. You're going to tell me over here that the halacha is that you don't pay back in measure, but you only have an obligation to pay back value. So then we have a right to assume that when it says here that I ate a pound of dried figs, which is worth $1, and now I'm paying you back tamarim. You know what it means, tamarim? I'm not giving you a pound of tamarim. I'm giving you a quarter of a pound of tamarim, which means it's going to be the same value. So why do I get a mishaberach? Why do I get a special aliyah from the Galway on Shabbos? I have not done anything that is extra. I took away from you $1. I paid you back $1. Big deal. I took away $1 in dried figs. I gave you back a dollar in dates. It's the same dollar. The American dollar is the same dollar. What difference does it make if it's dried figs or for dates? So the Gemara now gives us a yesod in economics. What's the yesod in economics? Amar, not everything is the same. There are different types of dollar bills. Amar Abaya, no value, same value, but Amar Abaya, Lilam Lufidam Mishalim, they might have a bracha, the Yachamid Vloy Kapital in Zvine. Even though it's worth the same thing on the market, but it's harder to sell figs than it is to sell dates. It's much easier. You go to the market, you'll get it. That's not something which can be... The Torah does not always value in halacha your time and your effort and how much it takes you to go and to turn it over. Right? The turnover rate. I'm sure there are economic terms for this. You ate figs, dried figs, which are hard to sell, which are easy to sell. Dates are easy to sell. So therefore, you get even though I took away $1 from you, and I'm paying you back $1, I'm getting a bracha, because the thing that I'm replacing it with is something which is easy to market, is easy to sell. Okay, so what now? We've concluded the background that we need for our Mishnah Masechet Pesachim. What's the bottom line? The bottom line is we have a beautiful sugya, we have a concept, if a person steals, a person, and that's the shoygeh, eats truma from his friend, there's no question you have to at least pay back its monetary value. That is a given. Because you know worse than a gazlan. The question is, after you do pay back the monetary value, are you also required to match its measure, its weight? One approach is yes, and that's going to cost you quite a bit if it goes up in value. And the other approach is no, monetary value is where it starts and ends. Okay, we try to bring a right from a braisa, tavel abrocha, not tavel abrocha, the Gemara says it's not a right, because you can fudge it both ways. Now we have the background, now we come to the Mishnah. What's in the Mishnah? It's now in the Mishnah. It's now in the Mishnah. Eichel. Ha-eichel. Fly died learning the daf. Tanan. Ha-eichel tumas chametz.
Catch flies.
Ha'oichel, better die learning the daf than learn than die just stand with Atollah, dying on a trap. Tanan, Ha'oichel, Chumas Chomet says the Mishnah of Pesach. B'shegig, right, it's Pesach. It's Pesach. And the B'shegig, to B'shemushalim Kerem V'chomish, you gotta pay Kerem V'chomish. Wait a minute. Why in the world you gotta pay Kerem V'chomish when you eat the coins, Chum on Pesach? It's not worth one penny. It has no shavius. If the coin would try to go to the store, to the market and sell, what would he get for it?
Zero.
Zilch. Cash. Because it's chametz and it's Pesach. And yet, what does it say? That I, the poor Yisrael who ate the Pesach, has to pay back the coin after Pesach. It's value. Pay back what I've eaten plus an additional fifth. It must then be that you pay back measure. You don't pay back value. If you're paying back value, it has no value. The fact that I'm required to pay back indicates that I'm equipped to pay back mida, measure, not value. You couldn't get a better raya than this, right? That's what it says. Makes good sense. So the Gemara says, yes, it does have value. You know why it has value? Because we're brainwashed. We're brainwashed. We think a chametz also b'hana. You gotta be aware. There's another tana that is of the opinion that chametz is mutter b'hana on Pesach. You can use chametz and Pesach for fuel. In Homani Rabbi Yossi Aglili, he diomar chametz b'Pesach mutter b'hana. The mail it has value. Oh, yoch, that's the case. It has value. So why am I only have to pay back when I eat it b'shoigeg? If I eat the chametz on Pesach b'mezid, I also should be chayav to pay back because it has value. And yoch, he was safe. B'mezid part of the tashlumim.
No, but according to Rabbi Yosef, clearly this chametz,
yeah,
which he says is mutter,
yeah,
has less value now on Pesach.
Fine.
Than it does.
Einoch nami, so you pay back the value that it has on Pesach. You're right. Exactly. It doesn't say here in the Mishnah anywhere how much you pay. All it says is you pay back. So we have to assume that if during the year it's worth $100, now it's worth $20, mm-hmm, $10, but it has value because it's mutter b'hana. So the Muhammad Rabbi said, oh, now the Gemara is in a lot of trouble. Really, it has value. If it has value when you eat it b'shoigeg, it has value when you eat it b'mezid. Yochi eim ha-seifa b'mezid potter menat hashlumin. You're exempt. Umid me'etzim, you're exempt from the value that is a firewood. Rabbi Yosef said, "Glili on my potter menat hashlumin umid me'etzim." It has value. So the Gemara says, "Savlok Rabbi Nechuni ben Akone." That holds kimle b'derabo mine. The Amar b'chum b'nakone ha'yoyisi yosim ha'kipurim b'shabas lit hashlumin. If Reuben murders Shimon, and in the process of murdering him, he ruins his shirt. So what is the halacha? Do you pay for the shirts?
No.
Why kimle b'derabo mine? But did this chiv misas bezdin? Well, when it comes to Karis, Shabbos, full Shabbos. Full Shabbos when there's no Hasra. Person Mechal Shabbos. The time is Mechal Shabbos, he also damages properties. He have to pay the money, it's Machloikis. Rabbi Yosef Glili, Rabbi Chunin Kono holds that when it comes to Karis, even though there's no Misas Bezdin, even if it's just Karis, there's also going to be a Petur of Mammon because of Kamlei Bedra Amine. So Achilas Chomeitz to Pesach, is a Misas Bezdin? Never. Never. If a person eats chametz, he can eat chametz all he wants, there is no misas bezdin. What is different in chametz and Pesach and mezid? Karis. So the same time the person is getting karis, eating chametz, what is he doing? He is destroying the truma of the kohen. So kamlei bedrabine yepater. Okay, so that concludes the Gemara. Therefore, it was a beautiful Gemara. We have no raya. The MS, I'll tell you that lefi domin mishalim. We have no raya. The Gemara wanted to make a very desperate attempt to prove the halacha from Masechet Pesachim. It's amazing. Really, Masechet Pesachim, and the Gemara is bringing a sugya of trumas. Ma'in and shnidei farsinai. Wanted to be very nice. The Gemara says no raya. New Gemara kitanoi. Now the Gemara goes now to a new sugya. It's machloek. The Gemara wants to tell us that the MS, this is an machlokes, this is an machlokes tanem. We learned the Mishnah Eichel to Moschametz of Pesach. We learned the following halacha. Eichel Chumas Chametz bePesach. Okay? Potter min ha. Now, this is where it's done, of course, where it's done benezid. Okay, benezid. A person goes to the Kohen's house on Pesach and eats Chumas Chametz benezid. Potter min atashlumim, umidim eitzim from the value. Divi Rabbi Akiva. Because Rabbi Akiva holds, it has no value. We'll see in a moment. Rabbi Akiva holds, not like Mechum Neakonye, no kilim bidramine. It's simple as possible. Chametz on Pesach has zero value. Zero value. Therefore, and Rabbi Akiva is of another chiddush, and Rabbi Akiva is of the opinion that when it comes to truma, it's lefi domim, not lefi midah. Because if it was lefi midah, you would be responsible. So the fact that it says that the potter, because he holds lefi domim, and it has no value lefi domim. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri mechayiv, he holds you're going to be chayiv. Now let's see in a moment why. The Gemara explains. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. What in the world are you talking about? I hold it's lefi domim, and chametz has no value. Memela my hano yeshloibo. What hanot has no value? Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Rabbi Kiva my hano yeshloch. So he turns the tables. Let me ask you a question. Let's say you eat truma tneya during the year. Okay, we're going now to a new case. We mentioned it briefly in the above, top of the page. Let's say a person eats truma tneya during the year. Are you chayiv to pay the kohen its value on a fifth? Of course you are. Why? Because truma tneya has value. What value does truma tneya have? Firewood during the year. So, let me ask you a question. The Jewish way. Right? The Jewish way, this is where it comes from. The Jewish way, how do you answer a question? With a question. Where does that come from? It's Pasha. It comes from the Gemara. Because the Gemara always does it. And we are subconsciously programmed to think like the Gemara. Right? We all, in our DNA, we all, in Azedis, they mamash lived and breathed. They lived and breathed the Gemara. And that has to be more resistant. What do you have lechol truma b'tmeya b'shoy moskol yimoskol hashana? Shemeshalim. Amaloi. Amalolo. How dare you compare the two? In a maritim b'truma b'tmeya b'shoy moskol hashana shal p'yushayin loy boha etar achila yesh bo heter hasoka. There's a pleasure. Toymar b'zeh. Unlike the case of chametz, Taimar b'zeh, she'ein loy bo loy heter achil of loy heter asoka. Rabbi Akiva says, I'm of the opinion that chametz the Pesach, chuma chametz the Pesach is also afilu behana. I mean, male, if you want to compare the case of chametz on Pesach to a case of chuma, let's compare it to berries. Berries of truma that are tmei have no hana. Why not? Because what do you do with it? Let's say you have berries that are tmei. Can you burn it? Firewood? No. Berries are not good firewood. Oh, in fact, it's going to put out the fire. And can you use berries for ziluf to settle the dust? No. Berries have absolutely no use other than consumption. And if the berries become tmeya, then they're worth zero. So if you want to compare the case of chametz to Pesach, the subject compare it to berries.
Berries, lemon grapes,
they have absolutely no value whatsoever.
Because it's Pesach.
Because what?
Because it's Pesach.
No, the whole year round.
The whole year round,
if you have berries that have truma tmeya.
Oh, right. Okay.
They're worthless. So therefore, Bekiva says, just like it's worthless the whole year round, so to chametz on Pesach is also worthless. And now the Gemara concludes with a line, and we do not need to understand this line because this line is going to be explained in detail in Daf Lamed Gimel.
On Lag BaOmer, we'll learn about this Gemara. So what's the, then the Gemara just concludes, this that we said. No, not. But Daf Lamed Gimel. The next staff is where the Gemara explains this line. The next line is, this whole halach that we've learned, that truma has zero value, is only true. But this statement is according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. When did Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri say that you chayif to pay its value? That's only b'mafresh truma v'chmitza. When the koyein, when the Yisrael gave the koyein truma, that was not chametz, and it became chametz. Avol mafresh truma chametz. But if the truma was chametz in the very beginning, divrei hakol eino kedusha, it has no value. Okay, so this is a side point. Now, when do we have a halacha concept that according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, if a person eats truma, he's chayiv to pay its value to the koyein? That's only in the situation when the koyein originally received truma, and the truma, so it had a status of truma before it became chametz, and then it became chametz. But if it was chametz from the very beginning, everyone agrees, then it has no sanctity. And then if Yisrael eats it, he's potter from paying enis achalus, or he's potter from paying the koyein after Pesach. And that's a side point. So this halacha that we have here, that according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, that a person eats, b'shoy eats b'meizif the koyein shum on Pesach, he eats the truma of the koyein on Pesach, he has to pay its value. It's only when it was true, first it was truma, and it was not chametz, and then it became chametz. Okay. That concludes this sugya. Okay, so far, we're safe. Tanya, now we have another brayse. The other brayse says almost exactly the same thing. Tanya, and the Gemara, and when we finish, is going to review all the names. So right now, the Gemara is really just setting us up. So just put everything we've done, just putting it back in your mind. We have Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Basically, Rabbi Akiva says chametz has zero value. And Rabbi Akiva also holds that l'fidonim nishalim, you pay the coin back for its value. And since it has zero value, there's nothing to pay back. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, I hold that you pay damim, value, but chametz has value, because chametz is mutar b'hanah, like the tana we had before. The tana we had before is mutar b'hanah. Okay, we'll see. Now we come to another braisa. Tani, another braisa. It says in the pasuk, "V'nosam l'kohenes hakodesh." This pasuk is discussing the case with truma. You have to give the kohen. We have to replace it. Davar haroi liyos kodesh. This means you have to give the kohen something that's fit to be truma. Prat, this comes to exclude lo oichel tumas chametz pesach shapot minat hashlamim udmei etzim divrei Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Whole new idea that we've never come across. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov does not get involved with l'fidamim, l'fimida. He says it very simple. If a koyin has in his possession tumas chametz and I eat it, I have to replace it. But if I'm going to replace it, I have to replace exactly what I've consumed. I cannot give a kohen on Pesach chametz. Well, I'm exempt. Because I can't go and replace it. Rabbi Loza Chasma, Rabbi Loza Chasma Mechayif, he disagrees. Why does he disagree? Because we'll see. Because he holds it does. Because he doesn't hold this. He doesn't hold this drasha. Give me 1 second. Let me see what's on the side. Mechayif. To pay the work. Gemara explains. Amalev does ben Yaakov. Does a chasma. Why do you have to replace it? But it's worthless. It doesn't have any value. I can't give it back. What pleasure do you have? Yes, you a question. Let's take the same exact pasuk and apply it to the case of Truma Tumea. Can you pay back, can you give back Truma Tumea to the Kohen? Of course not. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says that you can't compare. Of course you can have pleasure. Law, you can't compare the two. You can replace it. Because if you have in your possession Truma Tumea, you can give it to the Kohen. The Kohen can draw pleasure. Yes, it does. It does the dearest pleasure. He can give it to this dog. It's muta behana. Same exact machlokes. If you eat the koyin's chametz, you can replace it with your chametz. Because chametz is muta behana on Pesach, according to Rabbi Elazar Chasman, the same exact idea we had before. Okay, so now the Gemara reviews everything we've learned so far. Amar Abaya. Now that we.
The curiosity question, how could it be mutter b'hanah, and it's also behalf?
How could it be mutter b'hanah b'al yeroh b'al yemotzei? It's not yours. In Echnam, you're not allowed to have it in your possession. It's not yours, but you could have enough from sleep. You're allowed. Okay, I'm not sure. I don't know. I hear your question. I don't know the answer. It's a good question. No, it's a good question. It's a good question. Right, you have to go through the sugya. It's not our primary sugya, but excellent. I don't know the answer. I'm going to buy it. Now let's recap and review all of the names, all of the major players of the sugya. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Now, kulu sviru chometz bePesach osa behana. All of them are in agreement that chometz bePesach is osa behana. Now, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, let's just get the names all straight. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. All of them hold. Let's go one thing at a time. They all hold chametz for Pesach asa behana. Now let the Gemara explain. So what then are they arguing about? What was the point of disagreement between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri? Rabbi Akiva savar lefi damim mishalem. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri savar lefi mida mishalem. Now here we're getting into a little bit more nitty gritty. Let's just take a step back. We learned the previous Amud, when we came to the Tanoim, the Machlokes Tanoim, we started out, let's just go back to the previous Amud. Now, this is very good, let's go back to the previous Amud, to Kitanoi, and that's Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. Okay, Lamed Beis, now let's review that one very quickly. Oichal Chumas Chomeis Pesach, Potem Minat Hashlumin, Umidimei Eitzim, you're exempt from Tashlumin, Umidimei Eitzim, Dibrabi Akiva. Why? Very simple. Point of Akiva, because you pay its value. Right? You're paying its value. You're paying its value. Does it have any value? No, it has no value. Now, I explained the next line wrong. I didn't say really wrong, but the Gemara is telling us now a whole new explanation. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri mechayef. And why chayef? Why does he hold Yechayim
because
of Yochanan ben Nuri? Because Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds that I agree with you, Rabbi Akiv, that it's worthless. It's totally worthless. It doesn't have one bit of value. However, it doesn't have to have value. You pay back Truma lefi nida lefi value. Okay, so let's get this straight. It's a very important point. Rabbi Akiva says, if you eat chametz on Pesach of Truma, you pay back zero. Why zero? Because Rabbi Akiva holds lefi damim. It has zero value. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri was playing devil's advocate. I agree with you. I agree that it has zero value. I agree with you. But does it really have zero value? What about truma, tanea? Rabbi Akiva says, no, truma, tanea has value. This has zero value. Rabbi Yochanan ben Yehuda kept on challenging or did not understand Rabbi Akiva. Why doesn't it have value? Why is it worse than you don't need it to have value? You don't need it to have value. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Yehuda said to Rabbi Akiva, what about truma tanea? There you also agree that you have to pay back truma tanea. So Rabbi Akiva says, no, truma tanea has value, but chametz doesn't have value. Truma tanea you can burn, but chametz you can't burn. Okay, so Rabbi Akiva defended himself. But what about Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri? Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri agrees that chametz on Pesach has no value. That's right, it has no value. But I hold the reason why you pay back truma is not depends on value, it depends on the fee, midahu mishalei. So that's what the Gemara clarifies. That point is not obvious in the Gemara. That's what the Gemara here is doing. The Gemara is saying a tremendous chiddush. What the Gemara says is of all pligi, Rabbi Akiva Sava Lefi Damin Mishalein has zero value. That's why you pay back nothing. Rabbi Yochanan Minui Salafi Mida Mishalein. And now Rabbi Yochanan Minui kept on fighting with Rabbi Akiva. He was just trying to bring it to try to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, look, when it comes to Truma, it's Lefi Mida. V'haraya, truma tanea, you pay back. Rabbi Akiva said, no, you're making a big mistake. Truma tanea is lufi damim, and truma tanea has value. Chametz tak has no value. So the Gemara's pshit, of course, this makes logical sense. The Gemara says, no, it's not so simple. Mahu the same, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Karnam, Rabbi Akiva, Svilu. Diyama lufi damim, mishalim. And the hasam hayno time dukam chay mishum dukasav lo kabi yosi aglili. Diyam like I lied to you. I told you maybe the reason why Rabbi Yochanan Ruz says that you pay back is because he holds that chametz has value. Why does it have value? Because it's mutar behana. Diyam chametz bepesach mutar behana. Kamashma. No, that's the chiddush of the Gemara. This is the chiddush of Abaya that don't make that mistake. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds chametz is osur behana, and the only reason why he holds he got to pay back is because lufi mida mishalim. Lufi mida mishalim. So the Gemara says, you know, who says you're right? Who says Abaye is right? The aim of Hochinami. You know, maybe that's Takan B'Shat. Maybe Takan B'Shat is Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds lufi damim mishalim. It has no, and it has value. What's the value? It's mutar behana de Hochinami. So here the Gemara is something brilliant. In Cain, if Itaka has value, Nahad Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Rabbi Akiva, ki heichi, de Nahad le Rabbi Elozer chasma, le Rabbi Elozer ben Yaakov. The Gemara presented two machloikas, Rabbi Akiva verse Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, and Rabbi Elozer ben Yaakov verse Rabbi Elozer chasma. How did Rabbi Elozer chasma in the Tanya Idoch, and the Aflamet Al, on the days of Aleph, where the Tanya Idoch, we had Rabbi Elozer ben Yaakov, and Rabbi Elozer ben Chas was Mechayif. And then, what happened to Elozer ben Chas? What did he say to him? He said back to him, Amalo imarta b'chuma t'meya. Okay, it's four lines from the bottom. Imarta b'chuma t'meya shabishay mos ha-shana shabishin le-heta achila yesh lo ha-sleheta ha-saka tam zush ein le-heta achila v'lo ha-heta ha-saka. What did Rabbi Elozer Chasma say? What was his last words? Let's see, the last line, the second to last line on the page, right? The second to last line on the page, Rabbi Elozer Chasma gets the last licks. What's the last licks? Af bezu yesh loy heter hasaka. It's mutar b'hana. He explicitly said it's mutar b'hana. Shimrotza ha-koyin, miritza lefnei kalbo, you can throw it to your dog. Now, go back up a couple of lines, right before it said Tanya Idach, where they were going back and forth. Hol lemoza demil tumut tumet tusim v'anavim, shimitzmo shen lo v'hi lo heyachi lo heter hasaka. And that was the end. That was the end of the conversation. There was no rebuttal. So what do we see here? We see the fundamental difference between the disagreement between Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Yochanan ben Nuri and Rabbi Akiva and Yochanan ben Nuri and Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and Elazar Chasma. In the disagreement between Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and Elazar Chasma, there was one more round of rebuttal. Whereas the Machlokes Rabbi Akiva and Yochanan ben Nuri, they stopped short. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, they were arguing. Rabbi Akiva says it's worthless. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, why is it worthless? Why is it different than the case of Truma? We didn't say, well, why is it in the case of Truma? You know, Truma has no value. Truma Tamei has value. This has no value. Holamad Zedoyme, it's like Tusim Badavim. And that was the end of the conversation. Why didn't Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri say, oh, but this also has value. You can throw it to your dog. Just like Rabbi Elazar Chasma added in that last rebuttal. You always want to get the last word in, don't you? Why did Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri stop short? You know why? Because Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Taka agrees to Rabbi Akiva that it has no value. And the only issue why he was coming to challenge him is, I agree it has no value. But lefi midah mishalem, who says it depends on monetary value? It depends on volume. And look, when it comes to Truma Tanea, there, it also is worthless, and you pay back volume. No, you're making a mistake. It's not because it's worth, there it's taka valuable. It is valuable. You pay back lefi dam, and there it is valuable. And that was the end of the conversation. So the fact that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri stopped short in that rebuttal shows that Hitaka agrees that it's osa behana and it has no value. And his issue was midah. Rabbi Elazar ben Chasma, who went through the extra rebuttal and says, no, it does have value. You can take your chametz and throw it to a dog and use it as fuel, shows that Rabbi Elazar Chasma holds that it's mota behana. So it's a beautiful Gemara. The Gemara shows we have four different people that argue. From the four, three of them hold the fee, hold that chometz is also behana, also beachil uvehana, and two of them agree it's lefi damim, and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, the only reason why he says you got to pay back the kohen is because he holds to this chiddush of lefi midah mishalem. Okay, that concludes the Gemara. So the davar shalem, new Gemara. Okay, back to our sugya. Reviewing the laws. A person eats chuma, a kezayis of chuma. Now the word kezayis is very important for the Gemara. Okay, you gotta keep that word, you gotta keep that word over here. Kezayis chuma. Mishalim, Karen v'chaymish, abasholoimer, adshevay shavaputa. The issue is not the kezayis, the issue is the value. Okay, this again touches upon the machlokes. When you chay for paying, you chay for eating chuma. We're not dealing over here chametz. We're going back to a regular sugya of chuma.
Yes,
is the issue its value, or is the issue its volume? My time that I come, what time that I come with the dad that holds has to be mugged out with the kezayis. The issue is the volume. The only time you have to come with chaymesh is with the kezayis. Omakro v'ish ki yoichal koydesh b'shkaga. And the word v'achila, we had this is a shasugya halach l'vosh m'sinayit and it's achila b'kezayis. The Abishol, my time, what does he hold? You have to be with at least a puta. The issue is not the kezayis. The issue is a value puta. Omakro v'nosan, it says that you shall give to koyeh. You shall give to the koyein kodesh. If you eat it, the nosan la koyein es a kodesh nesina. A nesina must be a dover that's valuable. What's valuable? At least a shavapruta. The nesina apachas a shavapruta. Avidach nam yoksiv yoichal. Haul abashodu yoichal. So Morris says, Ahu prad le mazaku diyasa. That's teaching a very important halacha. The only time you chayiv to pay back the koyein is if you eat it in a normal way. You have pleasure in a normal way, but if you destroy it, if you burn his truma, or you consume the truma in a way that's a mazik, you are potter. Problem mazik with the asa. The Tanakama, Haksiv Vinasan. What about the Tanakama? Tanakama says the word Vinasan. What does he do with the word Vinasan? So he the man that says the Ikari is Achila. he says the word v'nosan, it must be dover v'nosan. This was the shita of Elazar ben Yaakov. And if you eat chometz bePesach, so it's not roy to be in the sina liyos kodesh, because on Pesach you can't give back chometz. This was the previous staff.
Right.
And if a person eats on Pesach chumas chometz, you're potter. Why you're potter?
Because there's no value.
No, so he's saying better than value. It's not a matter of value. It's not a matter of value, because maybe BMS does. Maybe BMS does. Maybe BMS. No, right. Because you can't repay it.
Can't repay.
Why not? Because chometz on Pesach has no value. Okay, those words are deleted because okay, right, that if a person on Pesach eats chametz shuma, you're potter from paying back, because it's not possible for you to give the Kohen chometz on Pesach. Chometz on Pesach is also b'achila, also b'hana, so you're potter from repaying the damage, even though you ate it in a normal way, even though it's worth a kazayis, it's a kazayis, because according to this Amanda Omar, it's not a matter of value, l'fimida. According to this Amanda Omar, it's not a matter of l'fidomen. It's a matter of l'fimida. You did an achila, you have to pay him back for the achila. But the pasuk is telling you the only time you have to pay back for your achila is only if the thing that you're going to give back has value. If it doesn't have value, then you're exempt. Tarabon, eichel chumas chuma pachas mikzayis. A person needs a new sugya, chuma less than the sheer kizayin. So we know that you're going to be potter. Chuma pachas mikzayis. Mishalein es akeren v'ainim mishalim es chomish. You pay its value, but you don't pay the chomish. Hechidam either less paid shav pruta. If the food does not even worth the pruta, keren nami lo l'shalim. V'idi es paid shav pruta chomish nami l'sham. You don't pay like there's no nesina. Because v'nosan, it's not shach to be the kind word v'nesina, because there's no dinesina less than a pruta. So what does it mean to be a man of shach? The olam this paid shav pruta. So the more answers, the case when it's worth the pruta. V'afilu hachi kevin the less paid kizayis mishalein es akeren v'ainim mishalim es chomish. So the more maskan is, we're going to case where you ate something that is a kezias,
right? And you don't have to pay the chomesh.
But it's not worth a pruta.
So then you have
to pay back the keren, because the keren depends on a kezias, but you don't need to pay back the chomesh. The chomesh only is triggered if it's worth a kezias. Amru rabbanon kamei da papa. This halach is not like Abishol. Why? The Abishol, ha'omer kevin sheyesh bar shav pruta, af al gav de les bar kezayis, because he's of the opinion that if it's a shav pruta, even if it's less than a kezayis, you're going to be chayv. Because Abishol was the one that said this word v'nosan, and when it says achila, achila is not teaching me the shear of a kezayis. Achila is prat lamazik. So this halach that we just said one line above, that tells us it's critical that at least be the size of a kezayis. So you should be chayav to pay back the keren. It's not like Abishol, because Abishol says there is no requirement whatsoever that the achila, the object, be the size of a kezayis. The only reason why it's said in the Torah the word v'ochal is prat lamazik. I know it's not a kash. I feel like Abishol. Abishol tarte boy. Abishol, when it says the word achila in the Torah, he makes two drashas. Number one, it must be at least the size of a kezayis.
Right.
Number two, achila prat lamazik. Okay, we have to stop over here.